Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go!
Who's ready for some football?
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
2-0 Cardinals as we play in the third. Next delivery to Arenado's hit high and deep. Down the left field line. And this one stays fair. It's a big fly for Arenado. His 300th of his career. And the Cardinals now lead 4-0.
I know that voice.
Me too.
Love to talk to that guy. And guess what? We're going to get an opportunity to do it in a minute.
How about
that? It is the Chris and Amy Show final hour, and it is 11 o'clock on Friday, and that means it's time for the No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
It's finally my time.
It's great, isn't it? John Hancock, Chris Ranji. John's in for Amy today, and we have returning as our victor from last week, listener Dave.
Dave, he's good.
Who won.
Congratulations,
Dave, and welcome back.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to make sure the prize package is still the same as last week.
You are absolutely correct. Your prize, if you win today, is nothing.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Well, just want to make sure you're prepared. The prize didn't change.
You won't have to send a thank you note.
Yeah. You can no thank you note. I mean, you can if you want, but you don't have to. So now we are joined by our celebrity guest picker today. It is Cardinals former pitcher and current analyst on the radio broadcast, Ricky Horton. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, gentlemen. And hey, thanks for playing that clip of Arenado's home run. That kind of charged me up here in the middle of a cold winter. But this will be fun doing this with you guys today. You know, it's tough to dethrone the champ, and apparently we got a champ in Dave. So we'll, I guess, do our best.
Dave's good.
Dave's good, man. I mean, let's not give him too much credit because he just barely beat us.
Let me tell you a little bit about my background. You know, you think I don't know anything about football, that I'm just a baseball guy, but all of my teammates played football in high school. They were all stars, all state, all world. But I sold hot dogs for the National Honor Society under the bleachers.
Hey,
and, you know, that's where you pick up
you
a lot of tips about football.
That's
and
right.
that's kind of my expertise.
All these people today talking about hot dogs. I am absolutely starving over here.
Been a lot of hot dog talk today. Yeah. All right. So here's the deal, guys. Just to let you know, Dave, a refresher. We're going to go through a handful of the NFL games on Sunday. Going to give you the matchup. Tell us who you think is going to win that game. And then for the Sunday night game, tell us who you think will win, and then give us the total amount of points you think will be scored in the game. So both teams combined. And whatever your reason is for picking the victors this week, even if it's a goofy reason, tell us what it is. Tell us why you're picking the team you're picking. Very, very simple. So let us get started with the Cincinnati Bengals on the road in Buffalo. The Bills are a 5.5-point favorite, Dave.
Well, Joe Burrow looked really good last week, but the Ravens turned the ball over 5 times. So I still think Buffalo is going to win this. Josh Allen will move the ball against the Cincinnati defense.
All right, Ricky Horton, who wins this game?
I got to go with him on that. I like Josh Allen a lot. He's one of my favorite players to watch. Again, my football knowledge, not great, but I do love watching that dude play. He competes. So I'm going to go with Buffalo also.
As you know, gentlemen, the Buffalo Bills have had a very difficult time of late defeating the Cincinnati Bengals. And as you also might be aware, Joe Burrow, when healthy, when practiced, is one of the best quarterbacks in football, as is Josh Allen. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to win this football game.
Whoa, John. Wow, John is going...
I normally agree with John on things. I'm a little stunned here today.
Yeah, it's a little wild, isn't it?
You just wait, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm going with the rest of the crew here. I'm picking Buffalo. I think they win at home. Many tables will be smashed, and Josh Allen will throw for many touchdowns, and the Bills win this game. Now we've got the Washington Commanders on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings. This is supposed to be a close game. The Vikings are a 1.5-point favorite, Dave.
I got to go with Washington. I think J.J. McCarthy's due back, but that Minnesota team's a mess.
They really are. Ricky?
I like messes, so I'm going to go with Minnesota. Because it's predicted to be a close game, I tend to just lean towards the home team. Maybe they're going to get a little magic up there in Minnesota.
All right. I opened up my fortune cookie last night after the combination lo mein. Delicious. And it said, you are the commander of your ship. Uh-huh. So obviously that was a sign. It's the Washington Commanders on Sunday.
Wow. Okay, Washington Commanders. I think J.J. McCarthy's not good. He's not good, man. And he was overhyped by a handful of people. Jaden Daniels is, and there's a pretty good chance he's going to play on Sunday. I'm picking Washington in this game. Here is a good one. It is the Indianapolis Colts. They will be taking on the Jaguars on the road in Jacksonville. Dave?
Boy, Indy's a good team, but Jones has a leg injury. I just think Jacksonville is going to find a way to win this game.
That's interesting. Ricky Horton.
I found out that Jones went to Duke, so I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
All right, Jacksonville.
I found out that the Waymo cars are built on a Jaguar chassis. So
wait, hold on. Say that again?
The Waymo cars are built on a Jaguar. That's what our guest said. Were you not listening?
Oh, yeah.
I heard it.
Yep. So it's the Jaguars who are going to win this football game.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's right.
All right.
Shad Khan.
I guess, you know what? I kind of like this Indianapolis Colts owner, Carly Ursay. She's interesting. She's hands-on with her team. I think I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. Have you seen her? She's on the sidelines, and she's listening to the coaches talk to each other. How about that? How would you like it if Steve Moore's sitting in here during the entire...
That's what you call Ursay hearsay.
Okay.
Hey, he's got microphones, Chris. Be careful.
Come on, man. Do not laugh at him. Pittsburgh Steelers with stupid Aaron Rodgers. They are on the road in Baltimore. The Ravens trying to get above 500. It's been a struggle bus season for the Ravens, who happen to be a favorite in this game. What do you think, Dave?
Well, just like you said, stupid Aaron Rodgers. I don't like the guy at all. Got to go with Baltimore.
Yeah, he sucks. Ricky?
I was opening up a fortune cookie last night, and it said, beware the Raven. So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
All right.
What'd you eat?
It wasn't very good.
Mine was excellent.
Do you guys eat together?
You never know. I remember when I was a kid at Halloween, they don't make these anymore, but they used to give me the O. Henry bars. Remember those?
I do.
And Derrick Henry's going to run for 130. The Ravens are winning this football game.
I am also picking the Baltimore Ravens. And you know why they went with the nickname Ravens? You know why. It's obvious.
Edgar Allan Poe.
It's exactly right. Edgar Allan Poe from Baltimore. There you go. Not bad.
Thank you. Who went to the University of Virginia, by the way, in case you guys didn't know that.
Wow.
I did not know that.
So did my plastic surgeon when my dog bit me. He was a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania.
He did a nice job.
He did it. He was fantastic. 225 stitches.
Can't even tell.
I know.
All right. This is one of those wish they could both lose bowls. It's the Rams on the road against the Cardinals in Arizona. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I'm going with the Rams. They got a pretty good team, and I think they'll bounce back after that terrible loss to Carolina. And Arizona's got a really struggling defense right now.
Ricky Horton?
I used to like the Rams. I used to like the Cardinals, but I got to go with one of them, so I'm going to go with the Rams.
Okay. Rams it is.
Well, the Cardinals spent 28 seasons in St. Louis, and the Rams spent 20. So the Cardinals are going to win this game.
Oh, wow. Also out on a limb again. The Rams are just too good. I'd like to be cute here, but the Rams are too good. I know they just had that loss, as they've mentioned, but the Rams are just good. They're a good team. They'll bounce back. They get the win. Now, here's what we call a crap bowl. You've got the Miami Dolphins on the road against
Wait a minute.
What?
My team.
That's your team?
That's the Jets. Yeah, be careful.
Against the Jets.
You know, remember Joe Namath? Remember how good he was?
Yeah, well, Joe's long since retired, Ricky.
Yep. Yeah, but he's good at Medicare commercials, but he actually guaranteed a Super Bowl. And, you know, somebody forgot to tell the Jets, by the way, that there's a lot of parity in football because they're not following that lead.
So do you, they're not. So do you want to pick the Jets? We'll go ahead and let you pick now.
I'm going with the Jets right now, and there's no good reason for it other than I can't go against it.
All right. What do you think, Dave?
I got to go with Miami. I just don't think the Jets can stop their running game.
I'm a big fan of Tua Tagovailoa or whatever his name is.
Tagovailoa.
Whatever he is. The Dolphins are going to win the game.
Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Big fan, huh, John?
I love him. I love him. I remember when he played for that other team.
Yeah.
Old Takamuka, whatever his name is.
Well, he didn't. He's been on this team the entire time, pretty much.
Well, that's an excellent point, Raj.
Yeah.
Big fan, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Huge fan. You know what? Just in honor of Ricky Horton.
Wow.
I'm going to back him up here. I'm going with the New York Jets.
That's very magnificent.
Nice.
Yeah, New York
I
Jets.
I feel some love. I like that.
I do like Mike McDaniel a lot, the head coach of the Dolphins. I think he's a lot of fun, and I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to do well, and it's not going well, but I'm picking the Jets.
All right.
Now, this is biggest game of the weekend, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Forget about the Colts and Jaguars and Jacksonville. This is it. One of the oldest rivalries in the National Football League, it is the beloved, the Bears, on the road at Lambeau Field against the Packers. Dave, choose wisely.
Well, I think this is the game of the week. I think this is an even matchup, but I'm going to go with Green Bay just because they're home.
I don't like you. Ricky Horton.
You know, Dave just took the words right out of my mouth. So all I can just say is absolutely. I was thinking about Green Bay because that what a great franchise. It's, you know, picking against Green Bay at home is like picking against the Cardinals at home. Well, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Couple of years haven't been so good. But in over history, that's been a good play. And, you know, Green Bay, I'm going to go with the Green Bay mystique at home.
All right.
On a frozen tundra field. Lambeau Field.
Here we go.
The Green Bay Packers step on to the gridiron against the Chicago Bears. Vince Lombardi's team is going to lose.
Whoa!
The Chicago Bears with the upset on a cold Sunday afternoon.
John Hancock, my man. Let me tell you this. Right now, the Bears are the number one team in the NFC. I did not think it was possible in the first week of December for this season for them to be the number one team in the NFC. I did know that this is probably the best team in football. And therefore, the Bears are going to win.
Yeah, baby.
They're going to do it.
Ooh.
Last time they played the Packers earlier in the year, back in January, they beat them.
They did.
They're going to beat them again.
They're going to beat them again.
When it matters.
Yes.
This time it matters.
The chips are on the table.
Ben Johnson going to take his shirt off again. It's going to give the city free hot dogs one more time.
Wow.
There it is. The Bears.
Most, I'm talking about hot
dogs. That's the most confident pick I've ever heard there.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you, I don't feel good about it. Here we go. Now it's time. Now it's time for the Sunday night game. Kansas City. In Kansas City, it'll be the Chiefs hosting the Texans. KC is a 3.5-point favorite at Arrowhead Dave. So tell us who's going to win and give us the total amount of points scored. The over-under for the game is 41.5.
Boy, it's hard to go against the Houston defense, but Kansas City at home, and this is a must-win game for them, so I'm going to pick them as much as I don't want to.
Okay.
And 43 points.
43 points. Ricky Horton.
I'm going to go with 40 points. I'm going to go with less, and I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud. He's back, and he's one of my favorite young players in the NFL. I know he was hurt. And just hoping that maybe he's one more week back, he's going to be even better. And you go the defense and C.J. Stroud, that's where I'm going with.
So Ricky Horton, 41 points with Houston. Okay, what do you think, John?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with Richard. I think the Texans win this game, and they're going to score a whopping combined 52 points.
52 that's points. Right. Well, I've all along thought that the Chiefs are just sort of playing around. You know, they're 6-6 on the season. I think they're going to end up winning out, and they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to win. I don't know. I have very little doubt about it. So I'm taking the Chiefs, and I'm going with 40 points in the game. So there it is. We have our field set. Dave, thank you for playing once again, and you know what you get if you win this week.
Absolutely nothing.
That's right, big boy. Well done.
It's just well like done. Me filling in over here.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Got Ricky Horton. Man, it was awesome for you, for us, for you to participate today. Thank you for being here.
You know, I had Ricky Horton's daughter in the nursery back in church.
In the nursery, yeah.
100 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, she's gotten much more normal over time, but thank you for your support of her.
My pleasure.
Yeah, she had to live with me too for a long time, so she's doing great, and you know, we've been friends a long time, John, and all I want you to think about all weekend is go Jets.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you, Ricky.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Well, there it is. No prize pick'em challenge. And a texter kind enough to remind me that we need to do the Bears this week because we didn't. I don't know. I fumbled.
I did
not have the Bears game on our schedule, and
you would have won last week.
I would have won.
Yeah,
because I picked them.
Yep.
I always pick the Bears. I'm not stupid. I mean, well. Anyway, we'll have the results on Monday, and best of luck to me. John Hancock, Chris Ranji. We're rolling all the way up to the Gas House Gang at 12:00. It'll be Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, Nate Gatter, Randy Knott's going to be on the show. There's a lot happening. A lot of people on the Gas House Gang today from 12 until 1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock, and we've got a lot of sports to discuss. Let's see, we've only got a couple of minutes here before we have to get back to the break, and then we're going to speak Kansas City Chiefs football with Danan Hughes, a former receiver and current analyst, and you can hear that game Sunday night on KMOX. Do we have enough time to talk about these congressional maps? Do
sure.
you think we can get this in, John?
We can do it.
I know you had some thoughts on
it. I do, yeah. So the appeals court yesterday upheld the new maps in Texas. So if that goes through, you've got Texas, Missouri's added a congressional seat, flip one from Democrat to Republican in terms of its performance, historic performance. Here's the problem that the Republicans may run into here, and I felt this from the beginning. I feel it even more so now. If you look at these off-year and special elections, the Democrat candidate is running about 13 points ahead of where Donald Trump ran just in 2024. Now, if that 13-point swing, heck, even an 8-point swing happens, you've taken all these districts in Texas and you've drawn them down from a 60% Republican district to a 56% Republican district in order to create another Republican district next door. So now you're going to have this whole slew of 55, 56% Republican districts. And if it's a bad year, if the trend line continues that we're on now, the Republicans may have ended up inadvertently costing themselves seats they otherwise would have been able to maintain. And so I just don't know that the political gambit of this is going to prove to be worth it. And it may actually be counterproductive to what they were intending.
This is what you said a couple of months ago when this was a story that was just unfolding.
Yeah.
And that this might actually backfire.
It could. And if you look at the performance of the GOP, and without exception, every one of these off-year and mid and special elections, that's something they ought to be very, very concerned about. And I don't know if you get a true wave election, you know, whether there might even be an upset or two in Missouri.
And this is why the margin matters, even in a district or a county where it is a pretty safe Republican or Democrat
seat,
that if the margin, even though that Republican might end up winning, if they're winning by 9 points instead of 22, like President Trump did,
right,
then that could mean bad things around the country is what you're saying.
Yeah, because that district in Tennessee was a very Republican district. There's a whole lot of districts in the country, though,
district
that are considered
seven.
Safe because they're Republican plus seven or Republican plus eight. Those are the seats that could be in peril.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji on the Chris and Amy Show. We will preview the Kansas City Chiefs. They've got the Houston Texans on Sunday night. We'll have that game here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Danan Hughes is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday will have the Houston Texans. It is a night game, and it is here on 104.1 FM KMOX. You can listen in to that with Mitch Holthus doing the play-by-play, and this man joining us next, who will be the color analyst and always is, it is Danan Hughes and also former receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Danan on the show right now. How's it going, Danan?
It's going well. How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
You know, marvelous.
Fine. The things happened. The Chiefs lost last week to the Cowboys, who...
That's why mine was terrible.
I know.
Yes. No, I'm going to kid
him. Well, yeah. So I know it's been a week since this happened, a little bit over a week, and now the Chiefs at 6-6. I still think they're probably going to win out, and they're going to end up in the playoffs. I've thought all along, even when they got the rough start, that they were going to be a playoff team. As you sit here now, get ready for Houston. They'll play at home. Is this going to be a playoff team, Danan?
Well, first, let me just say that was a trick question I asked you guys, and you both failed.
Okay.
So, I mean, it should have been a miserable holiday just like mine because of that Chiefs loss and losing two obnoxious fans of Dallas Cowboys. But having said that, to get back to the point at hand right now, I feel confident. I know people may think that's home cooking bias. I feel confident. I mean, there's nothing during the time frame, the lineage, the incredible span of successful years that we've had that says that the Chiefs are going to roll over and die. It just doesn't. And if you look at this year, five of our six losses have been away from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and our toughest games that we still have remaining are at home. We play the Chargers at home, we play the Broncos at home, and we play the Texans at home. And we go to the lowly Tennessee Titans and to Vegas, which is basically Arrowhead West, for the end of the season. So to me, yes, the focus is about the Texans. They are a very good team. They are vying for an AFC South title as well. So a lot of incentive. Basically for the next, three of the next four games for us with teams that are vying for playoff positioning as well as a bye with the Broncos in a few weeks, which I know we'll talk about then. But there's just something about feeling like, you know what, we're at home. It's going to be cold weather. We've been down this road with the Houston Texans before, even last year playing them twice in just a few weeks span and wind up beating them both times. Like, something to be said about that. So, we are at a deficit with some of the injuries, but I still feel like this team has the grit and determination to get it done.
Yeah, you've got injuries on the offensive line. But on the defensive line, I think, you know, somehow they've got to get that pass rush dialed up. Yeah. I guess Spags is working on that, eh?
There's only but so much you can do in working on it now, especially when you get to this part of the season. And just for the listeners to understand, the days, you know, and I always hate to say back when I played, but back when I played and even years before that, you would have full speed practices, full pads, live 9-on-7, live 1-on-1s, maybe even have live goal line short yardage drills all the way through the season. Nowadays, not so much. As you get to this part of the season, you're really just practicing at half speed mode, going through sped up walkthroughs, just making sure everybody mentally is in the right position, knows exactly what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to accomplish, and then be able to put forth a full effort on Sunday or Monday or Thursday night. So to think about, okay, well, Spags is fixing something right now, I don't know if you can fix that aspect of this game at this part of the season. I don't know if that's possible. But what I do know is that guys have their backs to the wall. And based on the standard that has been set here in the Chiefs Kingdom, what we've been able to accomplish with 5 Super Bowl appearances and 3 championships and the successes since Patrick has taken over as the starter, what other incentive could you get? Like, I feel like that's where we're at right now. If I'm talking to Chris Jones or Charles Omenihu or George Karloftis, Derek Nnadi, Jerry Tillery, Ashton Gelati, the rookie, like, what more incentive do you need? There's no practice that you can emulate that will help you on Sunday against the Houston Texans team. There was no practice that would help you on Thanksgiving. You just got to get the job done. Everybody's getting paid. You want to extend your season and have an opportunity at another Super Bowl? Go get your job done. So I feel like it's going to be more of a personal challenge than physical on the practice field now.
So as we spent a lot of time talking about Patrick Mahomes because he's, you know, you can argue he's the face of the NFL, or at least he has been, and he's, I still think, the best quarterback in the league and one of the best of all time already. Is he, even though he's thrown for a lot of yards this year and the team is 6-6, is this a Patrick Mahomes that is still a top 5, top 3, maybe even top 2 quarterback in the league?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still box office. You think about just the Thanksgiving Day game, we broke the record for the most watched or most viewed game in NFL history, regular season, with, oh, I believe it was over 57 million people watching. And we were 6-5. Patrick Mahomes statistically is having a better year than he did last year. There are some components of his game that I think he can still work on and get better at, and hopefully that happens very soon. But he's still box office. He is still the most attractive player in the league in regards to people who want to see magic happen on the field, that don't want to walk away from their television when we have the ball. You'll see at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday night, when we have the ball, people will be in their seats and they'll be watching. And to me, that's a testament. And you see him literally trying to put the team on his back to make things happen. Look at that play last week. We're having to drive the field. We're down by multiple scores. He's flushed out of the pocket, gets tripped up, keeps his balance, and throws a strike 40 yards down the field. And then a perfectly placed throw to Hollywood Brown in the back of the end zone over Logan Wilson, the linebacker, for us to bring it within 3 points.
That was a heck of a catch.
Those are great plays, great throws, and it just shows you the resilience of Patrick Mahomes. He is the leader of this team, and everybody follows it. So I don't think that this team is going to go down without a fight. I can't envision there being any quit, because we're going to take on the identity of our leader, and Patrick is that.
So let me play this scenario for you and see what you think of it. The Chiefs, I think, in order to get to the playoffs, have to win the last 5 games in a row. That gets them in the playoffs. And if that gets them in the playoffs, they will be a team that has won 5 in a row. They've run through a gauntlet of pretty good teams to get there. That's probably, if you're an AFC other team, that's probably the last team you want to see in the playoffs is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and you can even expand that just a bit. Six of their last seven games will be wins. You will have beaten what everybody assumes will be a playoff team in the Indianapolis Colts. You would have lost only to what people believe will not be a playoff team in the Dallas Cowboys. And then you will have beaten what may be the number one seed in the Denver Broncos and knocked out the Chargers and the Texans while doing so. Like, that's what the resume will show. And who will want to face that team with the resume now, as well as what we've experienced this Chiefs team doing in past years? A team going in with that kind of ammunition, I feel for other teams, and I feel like teams don't want to do that. I think Christmas night, if we're able to beat the Texans, beat the Chargers, win the games we're supposed to win, and we have a clash of the Titans on Christmas night against the Denver Broncos when they're trying to hold serve as the number one seed, playing for a bye and that number one seed, as well as closing the coffin on the Chiefs, they'll have a lot of incentive to do so as well. But that's going to, like, to me, the playoffs start this week, and that's going to be a picture of what maybe an AFC championship could look like. So I know I'm looking too far ahead, and some people might say you better focus more on the now. But, like, I feel like I'm just comfortable. Like, we're at home. Five of our six wins have been at home. And we've played our best football at home. And if you don't have any incentive to keep your season alive at this point, but to play strong football against the Houston Texans, then you don't belong in the league.
Danan, more than any other year in recent memory, I think this is a season where, even though you've got an 11-win team already in New England, you've got the Broncos at 10 wins, got a couple of 9-win teams in the NFC. This isn't, it just seems like everybody is beatable this year. There is no one real true dominant team in the NFL. Does it seem unique in that way to you?
Absolutely. I think even going back to last year with us being 15-2 on the season, I like to say 15-1 because that last game against the Broncos was insignificant, but 15-1, winning 12 of those 16, or I should say 17 games, including the playoffs, by one score. Going back the year before, winning seven games by one score, yet people viewed us as unstoppable. Like, we were on the verge of making history. But since then, I feel like the canvas is clear. It's wide open. There's nothing daunting or scary about any specific team. What we thought was a great team with Jonathan Taylor and Danny Dimes and, you know, Indiana Jones in Indianapolis didn't show itself to be that. What you thought was going to be dominant by the Broncos, we pulled within one score on their turf and just couldn't get it done. What you thought was a scary and what people thought was the hottest team in the NFL just got beat and got 40 points scored on them in the Dallas Cowboys last night. Like, I don't see anybody, maybe Seattle, some people are talking about the Niners. I just don't see anybody on the AFC side specifically. The New England Patriots are going to have their hands full. They still got to play the Buffalo Bills. If you want to crown somebody, maybe the New England Patriots have deserved it up to this point. But a second-year quarterback, like, I don't know if we're scared of them. To answer your question, I would say that there's nobody really scary in this league right now. And if you get hot at the right time, which the right time needs to be around 7 o'clock this Sunday night, that's where we need to be. And I feel like we can be one of those teams that are mentioned as a potential to go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC in San Francisco.
You know, you made an excellent point. The last year's team, the 15-2 team, winning all those one score games, they could have been at this point in the season 6-6. And similarly, this team, yep, because they've lost so many one score games, could conceivably could it be 10-2. Is there an appreciable difference between last year's team and this year's team from a talent standpoint, in your opinion?
You know what? I don't think there's much difference in the talent. I think there was, I want to say there was a pundit that talked about that this team is not better than last year, but it's not worse than last year. It's just not had the same fortune as last year. And I kind of agree with that. When you look at the numbers, you look at what we're doing, those one or two plays of the game that we were able to be successful last year, we're not successful this year. It really has come down to, I know people want to talk about when you go back to the Jacksonville Jaguars game and allowing them to drive the field after a missed kickoff by Harrison Butker. They drove the field 60 yards to get a touchdown to win the game. The Denver Broncos winning the way in the fashion that they were able to win. The Dallas Cowboys able to hold on in the way they were able to win. And even going back to the opener in Brazil against the Chargers and that game. But what you don't realize, and this is one of the key stats that I don't know if it's been mentioned on mainstream media, the Chiefs in 9 of their games, I want to say it's 9, it might be 10, but 9 of the games have either won the coin toss or the other team won the coin toss and took the ball. And what that means for all the listeners out there is that anytime you win the coin toss and defer, or another team wins the coin toss and takes the ball, that means you usually have an opportunity for a duo possession, a double possession right before halftime, and then receiving the kick coming out after halftime. That's why most teams do the whole, we'll defer to the second half, because they want to have those two possessions back to back. So you want to have a possession that you can put points on the board, go into halftime with some momentum, and then use that momentum to come back out and immediately have the ball to put more points on the board. We've had that opportunity,
yeah,
and we have failed in that. We have not scored in all of the losses. We have not scored
that's wild.
Had a turnover. So that's where it really comes down to. It's not so much about the fourth quarter.
That's an insane fact. That's crazy. Danan, here's what we need from you. I need you to go hit somebody in the mouth.
All right. I'm ready to do it, man.
It doesn't sound like you're ready to do it. I don't know.
I'm trying to contain myself. Sunday night is a long ways away.
I know, but
it's a long ways away. And
give us a little taste right now.
I got to dig deep. I'm going to go in the basement. I'm going to dig deep.
All right.
And you're going to hear about it on Chiefs Radio Network Sunday.
Sunday night, you'll be on KMOX. Thanks, Danan.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That is Chiefs radio analyst and former receiver Danan Hughes with us on KMOX. And yes, we will have that game. It is Kansas City and Houston Sunday night, 7:20 kickoff on 104.1 FM KMOX. All right, well, that's pretty much it. Show's about over. John Hancock, you're awesome, dude.
Hey, I'm glad to have been here, and I'm even happier to be leaving.
Oh, man, I know. For a second, you were like, I'm going to do the Gas House Gang today for a little bit. And then he goes, you know what? I'm too tired. I got to go home.
You know, these old bones, man.
That's all right. Hey, you'll be back Monday, though.
I will be back.
We're going to do this again Monday.
Yes,
you and
we
me.
Are. Yes. Monday? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to set my alarm for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.